Okay, so hello everyone. Welcome to my talk. And this time, because I was already talking yesterday and this is not working. Oh, that's great. Okay, maybe I should stick it in, so. Okay, now it's working. Okay, so I talked yesterday about secret management, again in the Kubernetes space, and today, because this is the second thing I really like, I would like to talk about progressive infrastructure delivery, but this time with a twist. I'm going to use ArgoCD and Cargo, Cargo for all the progressive delivery, but not deploying application like it was meant in the first place, but here using Crossplane and Pulumi to deliver infrastructure definitions, which is very nice. So let's have a look. Again, introduction, this is the pain level. So when you have to define, or you're at a doctor and you say, okay, you are sick and you have to say to the person, define from 1 to 10, how much does it hurt what you have? With my daughter, for example, we had this and she had to give this feedback. And now, where is, for example, GitOps? So GitOps is on my interpretation, it's on the pain level 10. It gets a little bit easier, people get it much more, or it's, everything is abstracted away through platform engineers. But when I worked with the first time on OpenShift with the first versions of ArgoCD, it was a really magic for the people, especially people with a development background. They're like, wow, that's really something. And when something broke down, the pain started. Quickly again, to my person, for everybody who was not yesterday here, so nothing changed from yesterday today. I'm still working at Pulumi, so they did not see the recording. And again, cloud transformation, cloud enablement is what I really like to do and continues everything. I mentioned yesterday I started everything with cruise control and now moving there. Okay, I started with the GitOps part. So again, GitOps is the thing here. So yay, GitOps. And now comes one part I love very, very much when I do some kind of talks, to say, okay, ask the audience. And most of the time it ends up like this. So I asked something here in this case. A quick reminder, what are the GitOps principles, looking at the audience? And they're like, oh, I got a call and so on. But again, maybe you folks can help me and say, okay, what are the GitOps principles we have? Don't want to, I have 25 minutes, so I blame them to not coming to the demo. Anybody and a clue about this? Yeah, please. Yes, that's one point. Yes, that's also. Okay, then I will go ahead and so declarative, that's one thing. Okay, again, I'm talking here GitOps in the Kubernetes use case. So this is very important. You could argue now to say, okay, is putting whatever things in your Git repository not also GitOps, and then I'm using a push approach. I'm talking here not about the Kubernetes part. So having a declarative, then version and immutable, here comes the point. There was a big discussion in the GitOps working group. Should it really be called Git, or could it be something else where it's written? And yes, then they went to this thing to say it has to be versioned and immutable, pulled automatically, that was correctly said from you. And most importantly, continuously reconciled. Okay, and what do we need to do to deploy infrastructure? With the GitOps approach, we of course need operators here. So that's also one of the key features in Kubernetes, to say, okay, operators are elementary. With operators, we can do stuff we would do formally manually. And this is a typical setup for an operator, operator slash controller. Let's not be too detailed on the details between both of them. So we have a user, the user can use a custom resource, which we defined by extending the API using the custom resource definition, and then let people use it. And the operator does everything what we want to do, creating a Kafka topic, or in our case here, using Crossplane or Pulumi to deploy infrastructure definitions. Okay, so then, yeah, cool. So we got our repository, and then we link our repository to Argo, and then we roll out our fancy guestbook application. So yeah, nice. So again, I'm done here. So that's the situation, so we're done. And now comes the point again. So I got this person, I love this persona, so I have him always in place. It's like, but actually, so the smart guy is like, actually, yeah, we only synced one thing to dev. So that would be something to say, okay, now we managed, we set everything up, but we only have dev, but we have more than dev. So there are more environments than dev, QS, prod, and all the stuff. And now comes the big question, okay, how do we promote now our definition, be it application or be it now our infrastructure definition changes and so on? How are we going to promote this beyond dev? Because dev, as we saw, is very easy. Just point and then it's gone. And here comes the next point, what is really, really interesting. And everybody who worked at your place, have a look what where you started and how you did promotion, because it's really creative. People have much things to work on. You know, there's a term for it. I did not coin it. They call it CI Kung Fu. So there are really creative way how people do this. Either they create branches here or have some fancy scripts running and so on and so on. So there is no right or wrong, but we all know getting stuff promoted can be very, very complicated. So now comes the question, so is there not a better way to promote infrastructure or application changes, the GitOps way? And now we come to the point where I would like to introduce and come closer to our initial use case, say Cargo and Argo CD, is to say, okay, promotion patterns. So what are promotion patterns? So promotion patterns describe different ways to implement environments, also known as stages, test staging, and so on and so on. So the question is then, okay, we know there's a thing like promotion patterns. So how do we realize then environments or stages in the GitOps way using these promotion patterns? Again, that's very easy. We are very cool and say, naturally, let's use environment by branches. Because yeah, that makes sense. Let's create a QS branch, create a whatever branch. And then again, people, again, much, much smarter than me, here in this case, Kostis Kapelonis, he works at Codefresh or now by Octopus Deploy. He comes up with a white paper talking about why we should not use branches for environment. It's a whole lot. I put the link down. It's very interesting to see. So using Git branches can lead to outdated, problematic configuration drifts. And now with the rise of applications like Helm and Customize, it's much, much easier to use a files or folder structure over branches, because then we can use the tools what they bring us to avoid this. And then again, branches per environment models are difficult to scale with many environments. So there's really much interesting stuff in his blog post, highly advocated to read this. So environment per branches are not good. We cross this out. So now we got the next point to say, okay, environment by folders makes much, much more sense. And again, Christian Hernandez from Acuity, and he worked before by Red Hat, and I think it was in his Red Hat times, he wrote also an article about Git best practices, workflows for GitOps deployments. And he comes also then to the point to say, okay, separate configuration, environment-specific files for cleaner management, and user trunk-based development with tags for versioning and so on, and then use again also here the folder approach. And then we come to this beautiful view to say, okay, we use now, for example, customize with the overlay structure, define our stages, and then have, depending on how you set up the stuff, you put all the differences here. You say customize build or kubectl minus k, and then point to your repository, and everything works fine. And we know now, for example, with the latest iteration of Argo CD and Flux, they really handle customize very, very well. And for example, Flux, you don't even need to put a customize YAML in. It can automatically pick up the stuff. Okay, a quote from Kostis was, embrace folders, forget branches. So that's the thing. We are now completely set it up. So now comes the thinking point. So interesting, that's good. So some things I already knew, or yeah, that sounds all logical. So what has it to do here with Cargo? So let's talk about then, what is Cargo before we jump into the demo piece? So Cargo is an open source project created from the folks of Acuity, because they are like, okay, there should be a better and a clever way to handle this this promotion of artifacts between different environments and have it more in a GitOps way. So here are some characteristics of Cargo, so multi-stage promotion. It's completely GitOps. They really had GitOps in mind when they created it, so everything is declarative and can be rolled out via Argo CD. You have flexible promotion pipelines, so they understood out of the box different type of artifacts we are working. So container image, Kubernetes manifest, and Helm charts. I'm going to use the Helm chart approach for my infrastructure stuff, but if you say, I would like to use Cargo to deploy applications and new versions of applications, you could just point Cargo to your Artifactory or to your GitHub container registry, and then it will pick up the stuff. You will see this in the demo how it looks like. Manual automatic promotions, I mentioned yesterday also, I'm coming from a German boring enterprise background, so for us manual is the pinnacle of approving, because there's always a product lead who has to press on the button and so on. So automatic was nice to have, but not really something, because the process behind us was not capable of this kind of full automatic delivery. So nice to have it, but you can go full automatic if you want. And it offers currently native integration. Yes, Acuity is the commercial company between Argo CD. So of course they have Argo CD as a first-class citizen already implemented. But I'm sure if the community picks up on this tool, then maybe Flux or what is Fleet? I don't know if people using Fleet. I don't know, but yeah, could be something to work on. And yeah, it's open source. That's what I like much. So how does it look like? Oops, I should not spit on my laptop because then it's broken and then I have to explain it to the company. So how does it work? Like, we have Cargo in the system. We can then use CI. CI really doing what CI is supposed to do, just creating the artifact and doing the code scanning, zona, blah, blah, blah stuff, creating the image. And then we have us creating here some code. And or some declarations for our applications. So what was Cargo is doing, pointing, it will detect a new version. It will also look into a manifest and say, hey, there is some changes, and then take care to promote the artifact to the environments via the different steps. You will see this, it's a little bit better when you see the moving parts. And it has also some nice eventing going on, so it can verify using some of our observability tools to say, in the application case, hey, it's healthy or it's not healthy, let's roll it back. You probably used something like this when you use Argo Rollout or something. So it's not like, hey, it's completely something new, but it makes things a little bit more clever. Okay, now we come to the demo part. My demo repository is up and running here. So let's show. I created here, you don't see this. That was clear. I'm going to mirror my screen. Okay, so I have a simple kind cluster going here. I installed everything necessary. So Cargo and Argo CD and all the stuff. So nothing new on this side. Argo is up and running. It's automatically, I also created here the applications for the different stages. And how does it look like now in Cargo? So this is the UI you enter. You have a project space. Let me increase the size a little bit. So you can define your projects. And here you can see I have here my demo. And now comes the interesting part. This is my my promotion pipeline I created. So here we see the subscription to the repository URL. And then I said, okay, let's create here now a so-called warehouse. This could be, in my case, it's a Helm repository. It looks into the Helm repository. At the top you see the freight, they call it freight. That's the workload we want to deploy. And you see the different version of the Helm chart. It could be also a container version from your application container. It will pop up. I created the whole chain here on my own. I said, okay, I have my test stage, my UAT acceptance, blah, blah, blah. And then I come to prod New York City, for example. And then I can also split it out and say, okay, when New York City is successful, then roll everything out, and so you can model really your whole structure. And then we can also see here what version of the Helm chart, for example, is installed. We see 1.10 is on this one, and everything is the same. So I rolled them all out. So now comes the point. Let's do a little change. So I prepared something. So let's assume we want to go here and say before in the Helm chart it was a Go application. In DigitalOcean it's an app thing. So now I say I would like to roll out this repository. There was a change. Okay, so I upgrade now my version. So let's YOLO push it into main. And then we go to our action. And then we say chart publish. That. So this. I thought to pre-create this, and then people are like, no, you're faking this stuff. So now you have to endure with me a couple of seconds until the Helm chart is pushed, but this should be quite quick. Okay, that's already done. And it should be now also published on the GitHub page. So I use here GitHub pages as a repository. I could also use a OCI, but that's everything is supported. So it depends on how you want to do this. Come on, please. You know, when you test this in your own space, it doesn't feel like long, but when you're in front of the people, 5 seconds feels like in Inception on this Miller planet, like 200 years. Okay, so this is deployed, and now let's refresh this. So hopefully it should pick up again the next version. Yeah, we see now. The warehouse detected the changes, so here I'm triggering everything quickly like you do in Argo when you click on resync because you don't want to wait or you don't have a hook defined. So here, and now I can say, okay, the manual approach would be to say, let's deploy now this one, the version 1.11 to our test environment. So. And boom, it's up and gone. And hopefully it should be also when I click refresh, because what he's doing in the background, I configured the connection to GitHub. So we see there is a change. Cargo made now a pull, not a pull request, it directly pushed to main because I trust Cargo. You can also set up a pull request if you need additional gate here. I pushed it here and now I expect here that it's going to detect a change. So let's sync this. Synchronize, that's fine. So now let's promote this because I think, let's have a look. In our stages, so what did we push? We said the sample view on test. I have the sample Golang, so we would expect now. Did he put this in? Refresh should be fine also. Okay, so let's go on DigitalOcean. And it should roll out now our app platform, our test. Test. Okay, let's continue. Let's promote this to the next step. So we click here on promotion and we say yes here also to this one. And now it's going to promote this here on the UAT. We say refresh. Come on. I should have sacrificed something for the demo gods. So UAT. So that should be, okay, I overwrite here in UAT, okay, that's stupid from me. So let's
commit changes.
Maybe it's invalid YAML now.
No, no, that's not in. Oh, sorry. You got it.
The human YAML linker.
Yeah, yeah, that's. Okay, so he detects the changes, he rolls out now the new application, and we should see in a couple of seconds here also a change in the UAT environment because it's rolling out now the new application, so less than 20 seconds. And yeah, we see there's a new deployment going on, and then we have the what was it, the Vue or the Golang application should be deployed. Okay, but I think you got the idea here now, so now I can go either manually deploying the stages or do it automatically connected to my, for example, to Datadog or to Prometheus and say, okay, when it passes this stage and I got a positive feedback from my systems, the service is up and running, there is no error message and so on and so on, I can then automatically say, okay, let's promote this to New York. If New York is also running fine, let's promote this. If there's an error in an application type, roll it back again because it's using Argo rollout under the hood or not. So, okay. Then let's head back to the slideshow. Oh, no, not from start. Okay. So, okay, so we go back here. Okay, so we saw the demo and now some key takeaways for this one. We saw now that Cargo here really enforces us to make a stricter separation. I mean, it's not really, say, separate. It's going back to what it meant to be. CI for build artifacts, CD taking care of everything else. So now we have this everything nicely separated. We don't need to use some CI kung fu to make the stage promotions and all the stuff. We can all this here in the CD part. Cargo, as you see, is very GitOps native. Everything is defined as a Kubernetes resource, be it in YAML promoted or whatever you're using to define your Kubernetes resources. And yeah. It's a nice solution of getting rid of this pain of promotions in a GitOps world. Here are some documentation. Again, I'm not sure if you are able to get the slides afterwards, but this would be some of the links I put in. And is there any questions? Yes, please. They released it on GA, so they are now in version 1.2. So I would say, in my personal experience, I'm not 100% sure. So we don't have currently a case where a customer is using it in production. So I let it for everybody else to see if it fits the thing. We don't have currently a customer who's using this. But yeah, the project itself is released at 1.2. It's GA. But it was not like this when I made the first touch with it. It was zero something and had some breaking changes in. But now they are quite confident. So give it a try. Any question? A part of this? Okay, that's cool. So thank you.